flag! No, 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 guys, there's a flag! You're still going? You're still dancing? There's a flag! Guys, there's a flag! Brad, get back! Get hit Daniel Jones! Well, they can't hear me now.
Kenny and I just watched Michael Flatley and his 100 dancers
guys,
in Lord of the Dance.
You have to go back and watch Michael Flatley. He looked like Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah right there, just leading them all in the dance.
I think JOK's hips had a little more movement, a little more rhythm.
Mitch did the time. It was 20 seconds.
They danced for 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
For a play that didn't count.
But they could have danced all night.
Well, if you watch the actual Lord of the Dance, there are 25 encores, and he's got the 100 women that all look like Nicole Kidman.
Yep.
And he is making love to them on the stage.
Yes, he is.
While they are tap dancing and doing the Irish dancing. It's amazing.
Unbelievable. Outstanding stuff. Just great. 20, and Mitch counted 19.81. Now, this is from when to when. What is this again?
So this is from when Hickman and the Browns first start sprinting to the end zone to the end when Hickman spikes the ball and the team disperses.
20 seconds. All right, good. Very, very good.
Hey, you can't say their attention to detail wasn't there in the week. Listen, what you see on Sundays is a culmination of everything you've done throughout the week. They nailed that freaking dance. They were on it. They put all their heads together to make sure that's coaching staff, that's players. I mean, that's everybody. That's your trainers, your position coaches. They're going to dance.
This is good.
And that stadium came alive when they danced.
Oh,
You can't tell me they didn't get their money's worth on that dance.
I mean, they're running to the end zone. He's gathering them all up. They're going to Carl Chafer's. They're behind him talking about it. What? Tell him the offensive line walking on going, uh-oh, wait a minute. See, there's something new you find on this video every single time.
I mean, they were
Wyatt
synchronized.
Wyatt is walking on the field and just staring at them as he's walking.
What do you think Wyatt and Joe Bitonio think watching that?
Deshaun's in the background like, guys, I don't know if this is going to stick. I don't know if this is going to stay, guys. I got to laugh about it, man. That's good stuff. Keep doing it.
Yeah, do you want to...
Dalvin Tomlinson looks great.
Well, you know, there are going to be some fans that never want to see them celebrate or dance again.
No, do it. Celebrate.
But we know the rules.
I want them to.
Jim Schwartz told us what the rules were in his defense.
You do not want to get a loaf.
No.
Yeah.
You could get a loaf.
I can't believe we lost to this terrible, suck-ass quarterback. I cannot believe we lost to this team. I really can't. I cannot believe you went out there and lost to him. Like Brad Ward, my buddy. He tweets at us, Twitter Actions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers. He disagrees. He goes, nah, this is not. He says, declaring that this is who the Browns team is an overreaction. They have 14 games left. They will be better. Teams lose to teams they shouldn't every week in this league. They have a lot to fix, but I expect them to bounce back and win this week. They need to be playing good football in late October and December. I don't think this is who I don't think we should be bailing already. This isn't bailing. I'll be here every week. I'm not bailing. I just totally disagree with that. This is who they are. Forget the dancing. I'm having fun with dancing. I don't care. When things are good, dance like crazy.
Greg Newsom was the second best dancer in this clip, but Jordan Hicks comes out of nowhere.
Oh, no, now you're grading the dance.
And Jordan Hicks, man, he flashed
I'm
in
over
a big
here
way.
Trying to make salient points.
We don't grade dances. We power rank.
All right, power rank the dancers.
JOK's one. I kind of think maybe Jordan Hicks is two and Greg Newsom is three.
Should we have Rodney McLeod do this tomorrow, or is he going to punch me in the mouth?
Mitch, you can ask him that question. Now,
Greg's very good at it.
The guy with the 4K camera comes in. You know when you get the...
Steadicam.
The Steadicam, but you can only get the 4K with that one because everything else is out of focus.
Right.
The way they have it optimized. And... he knows. He's got the director in his head. Director in his head is saying, hey, we got to cut to camera 4.
That's good.
Because there's a flag. But that guy wasn't going to ruin the celebration shot.
I got my power ranking. Go ahead when you're ready. I got my power ranking. Number one, JOK. Very closely, number two, Dalvin Tomlinson. Number three, probably Jordan Hicks. Yeah, Jordan Hicks, number three.
Okay, but is it Cameron Mitchell who swats the ball at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, he hammers that ball.
Yes, he does. Looking good, guys.
Would have flagged that for excessive celebration? And by definition, celebrating a play that didn't count is excessive.
So that'd have been well worth
it. Can you imagine if there was the double whammy?
I wish it would have counted.
But if the play doesn't count, then you're not celebrating. What came first? The excessive celebration or the penalty flag?
It is so good. Anywho.
Dalvin
Tomlinson. I told you, he looks good, man. They're dancing their asses off. Oh, my God. What was I going to say? I was trying to make a salient point over here, and I couldn't do it.
You're going
to
get to Martin Emerson.
No.
Very sneakily makes his presence felt.
It wasn't that. No. No. Okay. The point I was going to make, I disagree with Brad, and I like Brad. Good guy. I disagree with him. This is who they are. If they're going to keep going back, it's a philosophical problem I have. You found something that worked relatively decently in week two. You went back to the drawing board of what it was week one. If you're going to just sit here and force things, we're going to keep doing this. You'll win some games. You'll win some games. I think they're a middling team right now. God, I hope I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong. Here you have a radio show host in Cleveland who wants myself to be wrong. I want myself to be wrong. But this is who you are now. It's going to be a sub-500 football team that they gave you every opportunity and you couldn't get out of your own way. It's been 3 weeks. How long is this preseason going to go? If we're going to continue to go back to the other offense and finding other offenses, then we're just going to keep getting in our way. Someone has to make the decision. So, yeah, they can be better. I don't know. I got three guys who are getting MRIs this morning on my offensive line. That's kind of something that sticks out.
That's like unheard of.
So saying we're just going to bounce back, I don't know. I really don't know. And they should be able to beat. I don't know what he's yelling about in there. They should be able to beat the Raiders, just like they should be able to beat Washington. But when you lose to the Giants, who are a terrible team, that have a bad quarterback, that have severe dysfunction at the top, they do, then everything's on the table for you now. Everything's on the table. So I could try to explain it away and go, well, the teams lose every week. Yeah, I know that. But a lot of those teams we don't take seriously as playoff teams, and I don't take this team seriously as a playoff team whatsoever. You better not have them in your 7-7 tomorrow.
They got to win the next two. I mean, they got to win a lot of games. They got to win the next two.
Yeah. Do you have faith that they will do that?
I mean, the Raiders game, they absolutely should win. They should.
These are road games. These are all road games. Now, they played well on the road last week. But are they out of the woods playing badly on the road?
Is the script going to be flipped from last year where they struggle at home?
I hope that Gardner Minshew's already turned into a pumpkin.
They're going to be booing Watson every home game. We know that.
What am I going to do with my offensive line? Well, now they've graduated from booing. Now they have chance. See, I thought about boos. I never once considered they chant for the backup quarterback. That never passed my lips. That was a new one. I should have seen that one coming. 216-474-0092. By the way, Nick Wilson and Spencer German, they cover everything Ohio State. Did you like that game the other day? A little too close for your comfort? I thought it was fine.
Yeah,
people were being critical about it.
The schedule sucks.
Yeah, okay, well, listen to the Sons of the Shoe podcast.
We'll find out more about the sucky schedule on the Sons of the Shoe.
Listen to the Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now on the free Odyssey app, 923thefan.com, or wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you have fresh episodes each week during the college football season. Jim in Concord, hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you.
Hey, everybody that knows me knows I'm a big Deshaun Watson fan. I didn't like Manziel. I don't like Watson, but not because of football, you know, the other reason. But anyways, I wouldn't be supporting him. But what I saw in those last couple of series is a guy that's going to turn the corner. That's my opinion.
You think he's going to turn the corner?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. He's got that.
I hope he's got
that look like he's tired of this baloney, and he's got that personality. I mean, he's no Jameis Winston, you know, that can stay, you know, in that situation. He's going to rise, and even though I don't like him, I see that. Plus the rest of the team, they'll rally around him. I think they're going to win a close one in Vegas, and then, you know, they're not a 4 or 5 week team. They're going to be in the playoffs. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I think the kid's going to be all right. And I saw something there in that fourth quarter, so hope I'm right.
I'm glad you did, because I really didn't. Thank you very much for the call, Jim. I didn't. He needs to be protected. They're not protecting him. And I've said that over and over and over again. I said that last week, getting ready for the Jacksonville game, or I should say the week before the Jacksonville game. They protected him. He was a better, more efficient, capable quarterback. It wasn't the greatest game ever played by a Browns quarterback. No, it wasn't. But he was an efficient quarterback, an effective one. And then they went right back to non-protection. I'm not even talking about the injuries. I mean, just some of the sets. Again, you're going five wide. You're emptying out the backfield. You got one running back there at times. You're just not doing what's necessary to do. And maybe he doesn't want to do it. I don't know. Maybe it's just that they're come hell or high water. They're going to work with Ken Dorsey, and they're going to put in Ken Dorsey's offense, and Kevin just has to be the one deciding which of those plays he's got to call. I have no idea. But all I know is, I'm telling you, you guys keep not protecting him. He ain't going to make it through the season. He ain't going to make it. He was getting pounded yesterday. Pounded. So if I can't protect the guy, then I can't. Because, Lima, you said it, and I didn't even disagree with you guys. Again, this day is not about a referendum on Deshaun Watson. You guys can chant whatever you want to in a stadium. I'm not there yet. It's not about that. It's about trying to being realistic and putting him in a position to win. Because there are times, Anthony, and you're right, there are times where the old quarterback does show up in certain throws and certain plays. It's there. There are things that are there. But you can't have people breathing down his neck all the time. Because he's going to get through a game, and as he goes through the game, and we saw this yesterday in the third quarter, he starts pulling the ball down, his eyes get lower because now he's looking directly in front of him because he's looking to bail out, and then when he does have anybody open, he's getting too excited, he's throwing the ball high. He's getting too excited. If you're throwing the ball low and you're missing low, you either don't have confidence in yourself or you don't have the confidence in the person you're throwing to. If you're throwing the ball too high, I think he's getting excited, he sees somebody open.
Well, the one that I will remember from that game, the Elijah Moore. He had Elijah Moore streaking down the field, would have been a touchdown. And if he hits that, you know, I think we win the game. Unfortunately, he wasn't even close.
216-474-0092. Rich in Ashtabula. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm just now able. My heart is finally beating again. I don't think this team wants Watson on the team. The offensive line, all of a sudden, you get a ton of offensive injuries all of a sudden. I don't think they want him there.
I don't think so. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I mean, they're getting limping off the field. They don't want to play with Deshaun Watson.
Eight sacks? I mean, that's unheard of.
Yeah, but they're not doing it on purpose. They still have pride in their own. Like, even if I was an offensive lineman and I didn't like – Rich, thank you for the call. If I didn't like the guy I was blocking for, I'm not going to get any mud on my name. How many quarterbacks did Joe Thomas like? Like two? I mean, in all honesty.
That he actually knew?
Well, there was one he really doesn't like.
Right.
But Joe's such a nice guy that he's not going to be so outward with it. But there was definitely one that he really didn't like. There's a few that he didn't even know. He wasn't going to get any mud on his name and not go block for the guy. That's not going to make anything better. No. They're professionals. They do have egos. They want to play. Those guys want to play. I don't believe that at all. 216-474-0092. All right, we got a couple more things, and we have Mitch Please coming up. I hope that my buddy Brad's right. I hope that you guys are right. I think that if they do not make the changes philosophically that they need to change, and aren't willing to see the truth, this is not going to be the type of season any of us thought it was going to be.